President-elect Barack Obama had said during the campaign that he was willing to try face-to-face diplomacy with leaders of adversary countries like North Korea if it would help resolve key problems. But in her Senate testimony, the Secretary of State-designate said both she and the incoming president believe the six-party process underway since 2004 has merit both as a negotiating vehicle and as a channel for bilateral dialogue with Pyongyang. Hillary Clinton told the confirmation hearing that she and outgoing Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice have had several long conversations on the six-party process as part of what she said is an aggressive review of North Korea policy by the Obama team. She said she is under no illusions about the difficulty of getting Pyongyang to end its nuclear program and that tough, reality-based diplomacy is required.
Our goal is to end the North Korean nuclear programs. Both the plutonium reprocessing program and the highly enriched uranium program, which there is reason to believe exists, although never quite verified. And it is our strong belief that the six-party talks, particularly the role that China is currently playing, along with our close allies, South Korea and Japan, is a vehicle for us to exert pressure on North Korea in a way that is more likely to alter their behavior.
Clinton, under questioning from Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, said the process must also end North Korea's role as a nuclear proliferator, saying there is reason to believe that country was involved in a reactor project with Syria, in addition to its documented assistance to the nuclear program Libya scrapped in 2003. The six-party talks in which North Korea committed to end its program in return for aid and diplomatic benefits is stalled over Pyongyang's failure to accept a verification plan for the nuclear declaration it made last June. North Korea said Tuesday it would hold on to its small arsenal of nuclear weapons until the United States normalized relations with it and dropped what was termed a hostile policy toward the communist state. That drew a rebuff from State Department spokesman Sean McCormick, who said Pyongyang will have to meet its six-party commitments before realizing diplomatic benefits.
Certainly, we want the six-party process to move forward. It's very clear what North Korea's obligations and responsibilities are under that process. Getting to the point where where North Korea has a more normal relationship with the rest of the world, including the United States, in order to really get to that point, North Korea is going to have to move through the six-party process, and there's going to have to be a denuclearized Korean Peninsula.
South Korean newspapers reported Tuesday that Pyongyang wanted to send its chief nuclear envoy to President-elect Obama's inauguration next week. But officials here say they are unaware of any contact with North Korea on the issue, and that in any case, foreign representation at the event is limited to ambassadors of countries with which the United States has diplomatic ties. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.